The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is. A lot of fun.
Just about that time for Brady to give you all the news. But before he does, I got to remind you, we're 20 minutes, 5 seconds away. From giving you another chance at $1,000. The Dinero double down is upon us. 20 grand, 20 days. Today is day 4. Give you $1,000. All you got to do is listen to the word I give you in about 20 minutes. Text it to 97936, and you will have a chance at $1,000. Thanks to our friends at Modelo Especial and Lerner and Rowe. They're helping us out this week, giving you guys a shot at $1,000 every day, celebrating 20 years of this stupid show being on the air. 20 grand, 20 days, lots of 20s involved. So there you go. Just realize there's an obvious flaw. We'll talk about it later. But 20 and 20. Lerner and Rowan Modelo, thank you very much. It's time for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friend over at Hooters. And Brady, it's Thursday, and that means that it's football night again. Week 2 of the football season's upon us. And Hooters is your headquarters for all the action. Stay up to date on your fantasy players. Enjoy some hootastic football specials, including Bud Light drafts. And watch, I believe, the Redskins-Giants tonight.
Who?
Oh, geez, Louise. I'm so sorry.
Sound like me.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez. The big people in the Redskins play tonight. Oh, I feel terrible about what I said. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. People with, I think it's hyperthyroid or hypothyroid or some sort of condition where they keep growing. Versus the Washington Redskins. Please. They are the football team. What is the name they settled on? Did they tell
Washington football team.
No, they haven't told us.
They narrowed it down to 7.
No, they said they've got it now.
They didn't announce it.
They did it, but they haven't announced it yet. They said they know the name already. I don't know what it is yet.
The Guardians.
No, probably the Guardians again. The Washington Guardians. It makes sense. Anyway, sorry about that to all the people offended by the word Redskins up until a couple of years ago. It's terrible of me to even have brought it up. Oh, geez, Louise Brady, I feel terrible. I'm over it. Here's your Brady Report.
Good Thursday morning to Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Play-Doh Day.
Ooh. Man.
Couple of baseless fun facts.
Do with that.
There are only 2 U.S. states where it's legal to own the ocean. More specifically, the beach below the high tide line.
Ah. Hmm.
Private citizens in Massachusetts and Maine can own land all the way to the low tide line, allowing them to block the public from that area between the high and low tides from crossing on their.
So like boats and anybody, nobody can go on that line.
And if the tide goes out, you got it all the way to that line.
I was in a place in Malibu called Paradise Cove. They filmed the second American Pie there, and they pretended it was Lake Michigan.
They put
a fake house there. It was neat. And the house was still there when I was there. They had taken it down. They had just finished filming American Pie 2, and it was tiny, tiny little cove beach. And I decided to take a jog on this beautiful stretch of beach. And I go, and there's this rock you have to kind of go around, and then there's more beach. And I'm not kidding. Within a second of me being on the other side of that rock, somebody goes, "You need to stop right there." I'm like, "What? You're private property. You need to turn around." I didn't realize it, but the houses that are right there, like it was Carson's house. He was dead at the point, but Johnny Carson lived there. I think Ellen DeGeneres, there was like everybody's famous had a house right there, and their beach, they owned the
beach.
That
was their line.
I didn't know that. They put these rocks up, and I stupidly just, I did that in San Diego and Coronado once too. I just kept jogging. There was this rope. I just went around the rope. I didn't read the sign. And next thing you know, I'm on a military base. This guy goes, "You need to stop running immediately, sir," from this tower. Huh? What did I do? The beach is for everyone. Nope, not this part.
one out of every 14 Americans under 65 either owns or used to own a copy of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
How many?
One out of every 14 Americans under the age of 65.
Wow.
Not me, never.
You never owned Dark Side of the Moon?
Played a bunch of it.
I think it just showed up in the mail.
Yeah. I don't have it either.
You didn't have it either? Yeah, I think it just, like, you just got it mailed to you as an American kid. No kidding. I've had it on album.
Well, we're above the curve there because we're two out of four so far. So.
I've had tape and CD. And
two or three versions. Yeah. I didn't ever have the tape, but I got the CD for sure. That was one of the first CDs I got because I wanted to hear that whole thing as the crystal clear digital sound.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Especially in a big car system and stuff like that with all them weird sounds going on.
Neither of you guys own Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. Nope. Man.
No kidding. How did you survive?
No Floyd at all?
Tapes. Borrowed it.
No, I had
recorded the songs that you liked. The
Final Cut.
Oh, okay.
The first Floyd album I bought was Final Cut.
No kidding.
Wow.
Because I like Not Now Johnny.
Ah, Dark Side of the Moon's incredible. You need to go get that, Brady.
Wish You Were Here is great.
You can't. That's one of my favorite songs of all time. You can't be alive in this era and not have owned that. You need to go get it. We'll go after the show.
I was being
pick it up.
Cheap on it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to
borrow the album and then record the songs I like on
it. You stole it.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Mixtape.
You could have just did Columbia House and sent him a penny and get your 12 tapes or whatever.
You don't send pennies.
You did back then.
You taped it. That's right. There was a time when you could just send the card in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're the reason why the band doesn't get along anymore. They probably bickered and fought over money because they couldn't figure out how come.
I love their documentary on the album.
Oh, you watched that?
Yeah, I did.
Probably for free with Stolen Cake.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so the latest is that they're down to three finalists, and these are of these eight names for the Washington football team.
I had seen where Daniel Snyder said he's got the name. He's just going to reveal it for next year.
Yeah, they're going to reveal it in 2022.
The three finalists were selected from
finalists.
This. The Armada, the Brigade, the Commanders, the Defenders, the Red Wolves, the Red Hogs. I like Red Hogs. Or the Presidents.
I think they all kind of suck, actually.
Yeah, none of them are great.
No.
I kind of like Defenders. The Red Wolves is my favorite one, but I'm sure that'll be a problem someday.
Yeah.
And then just Washington football team.
I kind of like Red Hogs.
Red Hogs is great. Why not just Hogs? It's
still too close to the old name, though. I don't think one's going to go.
And then Fat Native
American.
You want
to eliminate the term red?
Yeah. Probably. I don't.
But Fat Native American women will be angry if we have the Red Hogs. And then those guys start dressing up as hogs again. And then transvestites will get involved. Can't have that. And then the LGBTQ community. Let's just call them the Washington football team.
You're right.
The person who introduced macaroni and cheese to the U.S.?
Marco Polo.
Napoleon.
Thomas Jefferson.
That's right. That's why he put it in his hat, right?
He brought the recipe back to the U.S. after a trip to Italy.
I thought Washington had something to do with macaroni, which was the song.
He just liked to put it in his hat.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do with it. He put a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
He called it macaroni. That's right. The National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the 12 finalists for its 2021 class. The finalists are American Girl Dolls, Battleship, Billiards, Cabbage Patch, Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
As opposed to the adults.
Yeah.
You know, Cabbage Patch, life-size adult. Cabbage Patch businessmen.
Masters of the Universe toys.
Heck yeah.
The Pinata.
That should be in there, Brady. Don't
Risk.
Be a bigot.
Sand.
Sand should not be a
That's
toy.
That's not a toy.
It's not a toy. That's a choking hazard. Plus, it doesn't like sandcastles and stuff, but like sand swallows kids up all the time when they dig holes.
I can't believe Battleship's not in there already.
Right.
I mean, that thing.
Toy fire engine.
That's not in there?
Nope.
I was at a bar a couple years ago, and they had Battleship at the bar. I don't even think I drank. We just played Battleship for an hour.
Yeah, awesome.
Mahjong is in there.
I don't know that one.
That was a good day. Battleship at the bar day. You're just sitting there. Life can't get much easier. You know, there's people out there struggling and everything else, and then you realize that your afternoon is Battleship, smiling and laughing.
There's a bar over by my house that has just nothing but board games in it, too.
That's awesome.
Just go over there.
Got an official statement from the tribe.
Oh, we do?
The Washington?
Hey, asshole. Us natives don't care about Redskins or Indians, but we do hate all this BS apologizing. You don't care about the names either, and you aren't sorry for saying it, so just saying it. So just say it. And if you piss off the loud minority within our minority, fly that middle finger and tell them to F off.
They don't care.
All right. I know they don't.
Yeah, I know. That was proving your point.
They don't care. And I won't say who. The natives. I think that sounds worse. The natives are restless.
Someone looked at Google Trend stats from the past year to find out which states love pumpkin spice the most.
None of them.
No, everybody. It's crazy.
They looked at searches for pumpkin spice products, recipes, and news stories.
Yeah.
The place where the pumpkin spice is most popular? West Virginia.
No kidding.
Glad I don't live there.
Oh, because they don't. It's not pumpkin spice like what we've got. It's that fake weed.
Maybe.
Pumpkin spice. They just flavor their synthetic joints.
I thought maybe that's where
they kill kids like
pumpkins.
Crazy. Those spice cigarettes that killed teenagers like nobody.
So they have a holiday blend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in West Virginia, they have holiday blend of meth and all of your
Natty
pills.
Light pumpkin spice.
I'm sure they've got it. Pumpkin. They just shove their synthetic pot into your drink.
My son died from this stuff, so he got a bunch left over.
Then following West Virginia, New Hampshire, Vermont, Nebraska, Montana, Washington, Maine, Delaware, Oregon, and Wisconsin.
I wonder if my friends from West Virginia when I lived there are dead.
Oh, dear.
Billy Rieger had a...
Bebout?
Bebout was the other... That was a family. Billy Rieger's brother was somewhat special and lived in the attic and wasn't allowed out when people were over. You could hear him. That's real. That's
he was sloth from the Goonies or what?
Yeah. During the Reagan administration, that happened in my life. I mean, this is not like talking about the 1800s. This was 1980 when I was a kid living in West Virginia. Billy Rieger would have you over and they'd lock his crooked brother up into the attic. And you'd hear him storming around.
Pretty standard.
Yeah? Is it?
Oh, in the Appalachian area.
Oh, in West Virginia.
There's always
tying up the loony.
Bring out the gift.
A sibling in the attic.
Billy was related to himself. The whole family had their ears look like satellite dishes. Every one of them are, and they're all a little bit flighty. They all look like Mr. Mackey from South Park. And then you'd hear
more enough banjos.
You could see in Billy's bedroom through the floor to the downstairs because the slats of wood. There was no
wow.
Yeah, it was like homemade, and he was in a normal house. Like it was. Not something like, oh, Billy's house is way off in the woods and built it. Uh-uh. It was in the neighborhood. It was fine. Rieger played on my baseball team. We played for the Kiwanis Tigers. And we went over to Billy's house once and in the middle of the night. What is that?
My brother's not allowed down. We got people over.
Because he was the most inbred of the Riegers. Crazy. Never saw him either.
Heinz is selling a ketchup packet roller. That gets every last drip drop of ketchup out, and it's even small enough to put on your keychain. Selling for $5.70 plus $2 shipping. You can get one at HeinzPacketRoller.com.
Okay. How much do you need the ketchup?
Yeah, do you
open another
last
pack.
Drop.
Open another pack. And save the pack because they'll reuse them.
There's a TikTok trend happening in England. And police had to post something on there. Basically, it's the, they call it the toilet challenge. Actually, not the toilet challenge. This one's the baked beans challenge. They go together because I got some pee-pee poo-poo news coming up.
Okay.
Kids are buying tins of baked beans and they're dumping them on the front porch steps and they're putting them on cars. And so now the police
baked beans?
Yeah. And they'll buy the cans of it.
Right.
The police had to put out a post at grocery stores that said, do not sell.
To teenagers?
Yep. Because it's gotten out of hand.
So there's a TikTok challenge to pour baked beans on people's doorsteps.
Doorsteps, cars. They're doing it in schools.
Sure.
All over the place. That's the big prank.
Like kids.
Then you post it where you put it up.
That terrible sucks. Prank.
Now
and it's supposed to simulate poo? Or is it just something you're just like, oh, this
That's what I thought at first, but I think it's just your...
An odd inconvenience.
Yeah.
Won't the acid from that thing just tear up the paint on a lot of cars?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then one of your kids is going to be working real hard for a couple of years to redo the paint job on my ride.
Now I've got some poo-poo pee-pee news.
Wow, start over.
Stroking.
Whoa, now I've got some pee-pee poo-poo news.
I've been stroking.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news. I've been
stroking.
Doesn't it scare you?
Don't you get nervous?
No,
about
I start
it?
Laughing.
No,
and that's
you
what happens.
Don't start laughing. You fall down the stairs and get up and start laughing. But don't you get scared so often you verbally fall down the stairs? I would be so nervous that it is a stroke.
No, you get used to it after a while.
I know. That's the fear. You need to start being more afraid of it.
The question was asked.
He's not, and he doesn't want to talk about it.
The most common unusual things we do in the bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Getting away from people to cry.
Wow, okay. That's tough.
Reading a book. Now it's taking
a whole book?
Yeah, now it's your phone.
Yeah.
A whole book?
No. I mean, they'll start, you know, they'll pick it up. Every time they go to the bathroom, they pick it up and read again.
Who's this they? Who do you know they that
I play?
Magazines are popular. Yeah. That's why they have those magazine racks.
It's all phones. They have magazine racks in
some bathrooms. Yeah, I've seen them.
That
put
is
that.
The grossest thing I've ever heard of in my life. What bathroom are you in that's got a magazine rack? Do you have
it's
that?
It's been
at your
a while.
House?
Oh yeah, in our bathroom there's a little side rack, and that had to have been for a magazine.
Oh,
we never changed that.
That was a builder feature in your home.
It was.
Wow,
that is disgusting. you're the one talking fecal mist is a thing, and you're willing to just. Spray all over that magazine and then...
We don't have them in there.
Poop hand grab.
Oh. Sex is another one.
Alone?
I don't know if that would probably count.
I've done a couple self-blumpkins.
Trying on new clothes. Washing your dog.
Yeah, in the bathroom. Where else are you going to do it? You can do it outside, but if you got a small dog right there in the tub or sink is...
Yeah, immediately when I heard that, I thought that was in the... Like if you have a separate... The toilet's in the closet, basically. Like, you take the dog in there. They're just saying in
wash
the bathroom
the
in general.
You wash your dog in the toilet?
What?
You know,
your dog's too big for the toilet. I'm just saying.
Every dog's too big for the toilet. Don't wash your dog in the toilet. Ray's advice is terrible.
I be stroking.
All right. That's what I be. I play this thing called Sudoku. It's a video game of, like, it's Sudoku with, like, a Tetris thing. And you build boxes and stuff. And my legs go to sleep. I sit on this thing.
I realize,
oh, my God, I've been in here for like 25 minutes, and all I had to do was pee. And my legs are asleep. So I'm, well, got to wait for these to wake up. Might as well get a couple more rounds in.
So wait a minute, guys. Brady's that guy that has a magazine in his bathroom, then licks his fingers to turn the page.
Oh, my God. Nope, I'm not that guy.
Oh, I won't use a bathroom. I'll stop being friends with you if you've got fuzzy cover. Anywhere near your toilet, if you've got fuzzy foot thing by your toilet, or God forbid you have reading material available to everyone in your bathroom, that is repulsive.
People used to think that having that, what was it? Brady, you would like this. I think it's the Uncle John's bathroom reader.
Yeah.
Like the joke
wacky
book.
Wacky jokes.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
wacky. That would turn. You would have something in there.
The other thing that made the list was having coffee or tea.
Sure. Okay. You might as well have a couple of drinks. Well, that one girl that worked here that I had to stop from eating Pop-Tarts.
And beer.
She went into the bathroom with two Pop-Tarts in her hands. I'm like, what are you doing? I had to stop her. What are you doing? Guardian at the gate. Where are you going?
I have to go to the bathroom. I don't get much time for lunch.
You have plenty of time for lunch. And Pop-Tarts don't take up that much time. So let's just leave these outside of the facility.
I'm going in there.
You're
going
to... What do you have to do?
I have to go to the bathroom, fat boy.
Like, you're not going to go to the bathroom with Pop-Tarts in hand. Let me have them. I'll put them in a safe place.
Not happening.
It's my crap snack.
She is
leave me alone.
Crap snack.
And that's...
She's eating crap snacks.
And that's what this texter says. It's a
disturbing human being. To even have it in her mind and go, well, I do have to... But I got to replace what's coming out with something else. So garbage in, garbage out. I'll throw a couple strawberry Pop-Tarts in the old gut while it empties.
Along the theme. Hey, Bogan. You ever eaten anything in the bathroom? And I mean like food, like a chicken drumstick and a piece of pizza. I'm not talking like a piece of candy or something. I mean like a meal.
You have.
Have not.
You have eaten in the bathroom. Everybody's done it. Everybody's had like a little
I've gone in with food in the mouth, maybe.
Not in the mouth. You've had it in your mouth. Don't lie. It's all right.
Still chewing.
You've had food. Everybody's done it. And I know you have done that. You love it too much to put it down. And you shark. You almost did it in front of me at Spinato's. You had it in your hand. And the pizza was going through them so fast.
Stop shooting through me.
And he got up and ran to the bathroom. He'd have taken a slice if it was kosher.
Jesus Christ, Brady. You also have carpet in your bathroom, too, with a magazine rack?
Yeah, carpeted bathroom.
Ugh.
If anybody has the fuzzy thing around your toilet now, just throw it out. That's the grossest, grossest thing in the world.
The catcher.
It's all rage in the early 80s, though.
What were they thinking? We need more fuzzy things for all the pee and stuff that goes on the floor in here.
The other TikTok challenge that's going on is the bathroom challenge. Or I don't know why it's also devious lick challenge.
Yeah, that's the one that's going around at schools.
Yeah.
We got a warning of that from Alex's high school.
Because of COVID, they're
licking. They're stealing stuff out of the bathrooms.
No. Devious licks is stealing school property and putting it on TikTok.
They're stealing stuff like not the just toilet paper, but they're taking the soap dispensers, toilet seats, hand dryers.
They showed a video last night of one. They actually stole the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two freshmen stole a golf cart from Mountain View a couple weeks ago and drove it to Circle K.
That's pretty cool.
And we have a guy in Oklahoma. This lady was in a grocery store, Shirley Wright Johnson. She was shopping with her two kids. She opened the freezer to grab some pizza rolls.
Are we still pooping and peeing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a guy went in there earlier and dropped a deuce on the Totino pizza rolls. Then he covered it up by stacking the packs up. Shirley reaches in there to grab the Totino pizza rolls and feels something squishy in her.
Not Totino. Stop it.
They have it Totino's. I always thought it was Tostino's.
Is it not Tostino's?
I think it's Totino's.
Is it Totino's pizza rolls?
Tostino's.
Tostino's too.
Let's check it out. We could be saying it wrong the whole time.
All right, go with what Brady's got on his news story. Usually pretty accurate.
So anyway, she felt the
that's Tostino's.
The mush.
Tostino's. There's an S.
Nope.
You have Totino's too.
Totino's.
I got Tostino's.
We're all over the place.
I got both.
There's competing companies, and nobody knows the difference.
Yeah. So she
went
after
generic
version. She went after the Totino's.
Well, that's the generic one. That's the dollar store one.
Poor people is Totino's.
Totino's.
Brand name is Tostino's. For all you people who eat like garbage. You've had a couple of those.
For you bougie people, you get the Tostino's.
Oh, you get the one with the S? Rockefeller. Tostitos.
There's the toast. See, there's the S. Tostino's in that one.
Tostino's party pizza is the good one.
Yeah, those ones are
Totino
dollar
store. Gotcha. Look in your freezer right now and judge your class.
Oh, be careful where you reach.
What kind of class of person are you? And you know how I know it's Totino's and Brady's right? Because somebody in the bag in this story, and that makes tons of sense.
Totino's.
Like if you had Tostino's, you'd have indoor plumbing.
That's your pee-pee poo-poo news.
All right. Is that it?
Let's get to some Brady videos.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
The De Niro double down word today, since football starts again tonight, is degenerate. It's going to fire up that inner degenerate tonight as you start to FanDuel yourself all over and bet away.
And again, I thought it was for Mesa High.
No, and it applies to the Mesa High kids, too. Degenerate. Degenerate is today's word. 97936 degenerate. And you can start to fire that off and then start thinking about all those bets you're going to make. 58.6 million transactions over
the
weekend.
Do we do more week two?
Yeah, probably. No, I would imagine that week one was the real
it's probably
excitement.
Down.
I think they've been
because
hooked.
Of the, you know
I
what?
Think they've been
a lot of the free
now.
Bets.
You might be right. And also, the stragglers that didn't get it the first
right.
week.
They're going to
get a bunch of new
downloads.
And, yeah. Amy downstairs, by the way, won $600 on a dollar bet. She bet on Toledo to beat somebody, and it was a huge upset, and they did. And I'm like, did you know? And he goes, nope, just taking shots. And I'm like, that's glorious. She won $600-something just on a, I think it was a dollar bet. And I don't know who.
She's from Payson. That's a lot of money.
It's a house in Payson. Right. A good one. They got all the dead bodies
Andy.
And meth stink out. The fire's been put out. It's great up there in Payson. All right, go ahead. Degenerate.
The first one, I don't know if you can. I handed Toledo
this
African
one?
Gray parrot that. You always hear this about this type of parrot. They can, they're very verbal.
Oh, yeah.
They love cuss words.
Man.
Oh,
Toledo's,
boy, do they.
Toledo said the N
boy,
word.
Boy, do they.
And this one was yelling at the
well,
cat.
Well, cusses, we can't hear it. We can't play it.
I can't, yeah, and I couldn't edit
well,
it.
Well, the so. One, you could probably put, you know, it says asshole, and then it just goes on.
All right. Well,
that's a great video.
That's a good video. Here's a video of a parrot cussing that we can't play.
By the way, this is exactly like my bird.
No kidding. So if yours got racist.
Yep.
Okay, that's where we can't play anymore. There's the word we can't use. Shut the F up. Toledo let those teenagers live in his house. The black one taught the bird to say the N-word and made Toledo's house a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alex was 5 at the time, so yeah, it was a little bit of a
Toledo had the like
rude
the
awakening.
The Model UN youth group come to us. It's like an Asian kid, a black kid. I don't know who those teenagers were living at your house for a while, but they taught his great parents.
We're multicultural, John.
Terrible words.
What happened?
And then
the
they stole his PlayStation.
I had to give it away to somebody at Mace. Somebody at Mace's got him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, as far as you know.
Right. I don't know if they still have her.
But yeah, he was horrible.
Brett's had it for years.
Yeah.
This is, I call Bruce Lee Goat.
Okay.
You'll see the move this goat makes.
Okay.
Oh man!
He does a parkour. He hates that farmer. What's that farmer been doing to him?
I don't know.
Oh man! He hits the wall. He does. It's a Ben Henderson, Ben Henderson that did that?
It was Pettis that did it.
Or
to
Pettis?
Him, yeah.
That's right. Pettis got Ben Henderson jumped off the fence and kicked him.
That's awesome.
That guy's been raping that goat for years. That's not the real noise. That's actually from a Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah.
Right? The goat decided to make that noise, too. But that goat had it. That's the Larry Nassar U.S. gymnast goat.
Very
That's,
good, yes. Yes.
Uh-oh, bears are back.
The bears are back, and this is more training. That's good. They're domesticated.
Most adorable thing
they're,
ever.
They're developing.
The most adorable thing
skills.
Ever? No, it's not.
They're talking to the tour.
And they're throwing them treats.
Didn't we watch this once?
No, I don't think this
one. We saw one came up. This is a different deal because they start moving the bus and check out the one gets down on all fours. The other one kind of walks
along. Looks like a guy's in bear costume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
so,
Look at Yogi.
Hey. I don't think you've done feeding me a Chinese meal.
Keep him coming. You don't like what I'm going to do to you if you don't.
The worst thing is, when I eat one of these people, I'll be hungry again in an hour. Where are they? What is this Chinese tour through bear country?
I don't know.
This was an unexpected part of the Olympics.
There's
running alongside the food bus. I mean, that's a food truck to them. Wow. Most adorable thing ever.
Nope.
No, bear, adorable. No. Teddy bear,
he's got
yes.
his arm on the other bear and everything else. I mean,
hey, what's up, bro?
Look at this smorgasbord of Chinese kids.
Just break down once, please.
Oh, that's neat, but also something you don't want to encourage.
No.
Cool.
You know who'd be front seat at Bearzona if that was happening?
This guy right here. Brady, you drove through Bearzona.
I did.
Stopped and got out.
No, I did not, but I was a little concerned about some people that are putting their windows down during the bear park.
Because they come right up, right?
They will,
Because you start feeding them and stuff. Bearzona. Idiots. Just go in the woods and wait if you're that anxious to see one. It's not a... I don't know. When people start feeding animals and then acting like it's nature and they just stand by the road and wait for the next car to go by, you're just making it dangerous. You're doing
the
opposite.
After the bears, you go through the wolves.
Right.
Another good one. Uh-oh. Put the window down.
Screw you, John. Totino's is life. Drunk food, either Jack in a Box tacos or Totino's pizza.
Right, but you're explaining yourself as someone who's in the worst state. When you eat Totino's, life has not worked out, at least that day.
Yeah, at least have some class. Get the Toastino's. You've got
to put an S on it, man. I'm so drunk I can't say Totino's. Forget it. Give me the Totino's. Totino's. I wonder if there's a difference. I wonder if you could tell. I wonder if Brady's magnificent palate could know the difference between the Tostinos
Somebody
and the Totinos.
I wonder if we were grabbing Totinos the whole time.
I haven't been.
No,
I don't shop at the dollar store. I don't think they sell it where I go. Totinos is in that weird shelf at the freezer's at like 44 degrees. Yeah. Like, these aren't actually frozen. They're cold. Got to hurry and cook these dough balls. I also don't do a lot of Totinos time. I don't do a lot of. I don't have a child.
See your pizza roll.
Yeah, no, don't.
Oh.
Wow. Pizza rolls aren't on my. They're not culinary favorites for me.
And you tried the chocolate peanut butter cookie dough then?
Yeah, Tostino's does. Good for you. Degenerate. That is the word we're looking for. De Niro Double Down. You get $1,000. 97936 Degenerate. Because we, my friends, will be gambling again starting tonight all the way through Sunday. It's just nonstop now that it's here. Degenerate, 97936. There goes your Brady Report. Thanks to Hooters and Bud Light. It's 98.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.